You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to talk about the pros and cons of working from home. I have talked about this concept, this topic, several times on my podcast, on my Instagram page, and of course, with my one-on-one coaching clients. But I think this is super important because it's 2019, we're going to be in 2020 soon, and a lot of jobs are becoming work-from-home jobs. And if you don't know what you're in for, you may take a job thinking it's going to be an amazing experience, and then you're going to start realizing, oh my gosh, I didn't really want to do this. I feel lonely, or I don't know how to organize my day. So let's break the pros and cons. And before we get started, though, please share this podcast with someone that you know may be in the process of choosing between a work from home job or working in an office, or someone else that is in the same situation as you are. As I always say, if you teach them, you're going to retain the information better, and you guys are going to be both growing as a unit. So the pros, it's a flexible schedule. Let's be honest, guys. Like, I wake up when I want to wake up. It's generally early in the morning, but if I don't feel good and I want to wake up at 8:30, 9 a.m., I don't have anybody that's going to tell me not to do that, or you're late at work, right? So it's a great opportunity for you to have a flexible schedule. Or for example, if I have to meet someone, a family member or something else in the middle of the day, I can leave the house, do what I need to do, come back and decide to work later on during the afternoon. So that's a great pro. Another pro is that you're going to save money on food. This is also something that seems, you know, silly at the very beginning, but especially if you're someone that's trying to live below their means, like I had done for a long time while I was scaling my business, working from home can help you save a lot of money. I know a lot of people, when I used to work in an office, they used to have at least a $3 to $4 coffee in the morning from Starbucks, then at least a $10 to $15 lunch, and also a $2 to $3 coffee in the afternoon. So if you look at the math, if you do the math, that's at least $20 right there, including maybe transportation, parking every single day. You break that down in 20 to 24 business days that you're working in the week, you can see that you're spending almost $500 in food and transportation. Point number four here is, or another point for the pros here, is that you're going to save time on commuting. So it's not only about the money that you're spending, but it's also the time that you're going to be stuck on a bus, in the car, in the subway. And time is money. Let's be honest. If you are especially a person that likes to do a lot of things and you want to keep busy, a half hour to an hour commute every single day can really impact the things that you can do in a daily basis, and it will also impact your mental health. Okay, keep that in mind. Now, let's talk about the cons about working from home, because there are a few, and I just want to make sure that people don't simply, you know, make working from home look amazing. And don't get me wrong, it's amazing, but there are a few things that you need to take care of. First off, it can get boring. Trust me if I tell you, if you don't organize your day correctly, but even if you organize your day correctly, there's going to be a few times where you're sitting at home, maybe you're family members or friends are in the office, they can't talk to you, and you have maybe a half hour to an hour where you want to wind down and relax, and there's really no one around you, and it can get boring, trust me. Now, point number two of the cons is that it's hard to motivate yourself sometimes, Game Changers. You know how hard it is to get motivated when you are at work and you have a manager on your case that's telling you what to do. Just imagine how hard it could be to motivate yourself if you're not a person that gets motivated intrinsically within yourself, right? Point number three of the cons is that you can't really bounce ideas off of a team. And that's why I have to schedule meetings with my remote team, with my agency team on a daily basis, because I need to make sure that whenever I come up with a new idea or whenever I find an issue that I need to solve, that I have someone to talk about that with. Because if I don't talk about that with anybody, I'm not going to really reap the benefits of having a social circle at work that can help me face problems, solve problems, and create amazing results. All right, another con is that it's hard to distinguish downtime from go time when you work from home. So for example, I am in a condominium and I am fortunate enough to have a studio in my condo. So that means that any time that I'm sitting in my studio, I know exactly what I am supposed to do. But if you're just starting out and you're working from home and you're the type of person that says, well, I'm going to work from the couch today, from the bedroom tomorrow, from the kitchen the day after, maybe I'll go to the studio when I have time or the washroom or whatever, you're not going to be able to really tune in with your mind when it's time to work. You're going to always feel this gray area between, you know, I'm kind of relaxing, but I'm also looking at blog posts about my business or I'm creating content. And these gray areas could, in the long run, really hinder your ability to create amazing work. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. And until next time, up your game.